Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey guys, good morning. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Shout out to all the parents listening. You might want to sound off on this. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This actually came in on my Instagram the other day. It was a dude named Alan, 5280 Alan something or other. Anyway, he says, hey, Jer, maybe you can relate to this because you've had some young kiddos recently. My wife, oddly enough, named Nicole, and I have a six-year-old son. He's sweet, and like most six-year-olds, he's curious about everything, and he's always wanting to try different things. It's getting to the point now where it's very expensive to go to all the shows that he wants to see or try all the sports he wants to try. So instead of just telling him no, my wife Nicole says, sorry, there aren't any more tickets.
Oh.
Or she'll say, no, we can't. Darn it, we have plans that day. I do that, actually, when I get invited places. He goes on to talk about how the kid wanted to try snowboarding, and his wife told the son that the store just ran out of snowboards. He goes, I kind of have a problem with her constantly lying to him. I'd rather just tell him the truth. My wife says there's no harm. It saves us awkward conversations of telling him no all the time. So what do you think, Jer? Have you been in this situation? Do you lie to your children too?
Well, duh.
He said, love the show, and that was from Alan. Yeah, exactly, duh.
Yeah, we all do, right?
We all do. Yeah. Every parent lies to their kids. And it's funny, I was wondering about it, and I actually looked it up yesterday, and there was this massive article from Parent Magazine confirming that all parents essentially lie to their children. And they say it's not malicious, it's just strategic survival parenting, essentially. It helps your kids get dressed.
Yep.
It avoids public meltdowns. It helps them get to bed.
Well, it helps the parents. Like, it's hard to keep a schedule when you have little ones. So sometimes you gotta fib.
Yeah. So some of the examples in this article were pretty darn funny about how this one mom kept lying to her children, saying that bathrooms don't exist outside their house. And it got the kid, and it helped him potty train the kid.
Yeah.
And it got the kid to pee before they left the house, so they didn't have to worry about it. One mom gave her kids frozen water, and she called them popsicles because she didn't want to have the kids eating, you know, dye and artificial flavors. What are some of the other funny ones on here? Oh, this one's pretty good because I can relate to this one. They say a lot of parents and even grandparents lie to the kids just to turn these lies into fun family traditions.
Okay.
Like the one for me to this day. I can still remember my grandpa telling me when I had loose teeth that if I swallowed my tooth, I would grow a brand new mouth in my stomach.
Oh.
And then I could chew my food twice.
Yeah.
And that's a lie that has completely stuck with me throughout the years. And I'm now looking at it, I'm like, that was damn funny of grandpa to tell me that.
That was funny. Yeah.
This poor kid who's like freaked out that I'm going to be able to have an entire mouth in my stomach, you know.
Well, and I'm sure everybody's grandparents or someone told them if they swallow like a cherry pit or some kind of fruit seed that the fruit would grow in your
stomach,
right?
The watermelon seed's a big one.
Watermelon seeds, exactly. So,
yeah.
We've all been told that.
Parents, do you lie to your kids? Do you feel guilty about it? Probably not. But we want to hear from you. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Do you remember lying to baby Nana at all?
Yeah, a couple come to mind. One particularly because I got busted. She would love to go to the park. I mean, that kid would go to play at the park no matter what time of day it was. And that gets really sickening as a parent to have to bring your kid to the park multiple times a day. So there were moments where I told her that the park was closed. Middle of the day, sun is shining. And I was I'm sorry, they had to close to clean the swings. And to do maintenance on the merry-go-round, like, I would tell her things like that. And so she would stop asking me to go to the park. And then one day in particular.
No exercise and fun for you.
No, there was one day in particular, I'll never forget, we were doing a play date. And the little girl's mom was like, you girls want to go to the park? And she's like, Mom, do you want to check to make sure it's not closed? And the mom looked at me like I was the worst mother on the face. And I was like,
excuse me?
I don't tell her that. I don't know where she got that. Like, but of course I told her
listen,
the park was closed.
I have told my kids before when they were younger that the park was closed for cleaning.
Good.
Like they've,
Thank you.
It's, it's 1 o'clock. Dad needs a nap.
Yes.
But the park is closed for cleaning right now.
Know.
Darn it.
There's only so many times you can go to the park.
Can you believe it? Now stop making a face at me because it'll freeze
exactly,
that way.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't do that.
So here we go. Let's open up the phone lines. Parents, sound off. Have you ever lied to your children? What were the lies? Hot Angela wrote in and said, I tell my daughter that glitter is actually illegal in Colorado, so we can't buy it. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Darn it. If we lived in Florida or South Dakota, we'd be fine. But glitter is illegal in Colorado. No Name wrote in and said, I tell my kids that the Wi-Fi shuts off automatically if they argue too much. It's amazing how fast they suddenly get along.
That is a good one.
If the Wi-Fi hears you fighting,
use the Wi-Fi against them.
It'll shut off automatically.
Smart parent.
Good calls here. We got Valerie, Carmita, Adam. Let's jump in and talk to Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. So are you one of those parents that lies to their children?
Yeah. Well, I mean, our kids are adults now, so we really don't lie to them now. But when they were young, you know how when you have three young kids, they wanted to always know where you were, what you were doing, even if you were in the bathroom. It was pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd be knocking on the door or whatever. What are you doing? So my husband and I would tell them when we would go into the room when we wanted to be alone that we were talking about Christmas.
Oh,
and
So they never knocked on the door. They never bothered us because they wanted to, you know, they wanted to make sure they were extra good.
They want their presents.
That's so funny.
They're like, dang, Mom and Dad talk about Christmas a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's a standing joke now. Every time we disappear somewhere or whatever, which we're not, you know.
Right. The joke is, oh, Mom and Dad talk about Christmas.
You guys talking about Christmas.
The Holy Spirit again.
It's going to be a good Christmas. I can hear Mom saying, oh.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So funny.
Oh, Valerie, thank you for the laugh. That was darn good. Mom and Dad are talking about Christmas. Here's Adam. Hi, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I hope everyone's super dupes this morning.
We are super dupes, buddy. All right, so do you lie to your children?
All the freaking time.
You do.
You're our people, dude. You're our people. All right, so what's a good lie that you tell them?
My wife and I have the same knee-jerk reaction when our kids want a taste of something. We tell them it's spicy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yep. They'll never want it.
These are my damn fries. They're too spicy. You don't want these. They're too spicy.
That Oreo? Spicy.
Cheesecake? Huh. Totally spicy.
Sounds like Dad might have an eating problem.
I know. That's a good trick, though.
That's a really good trick, Adam. Yeah. Very, very good
Pass
call.
Pass that one along to all the parents.
Thank you, amigo. Really good. This one looks funny. Hi, Carmita.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right. So, do you lie to your children?
Absolutely. Whenever it calls for it, to avoid any kind of tantrum, to get out of something when it's time to go, 100%, not a problem.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're our people. So, what's a good lie?
So, my favorite one is probably spur of the moment. We were in Target. My son was probably about 4, and he was looking at stuff, and he really wanted to get going. Blah blah blah. And I was like, no, baby, those are not for sale yet. They're just showing us what's coming so that we can prepare and plan for what we want to buy, but they're not for sale yet.
Up.
If they scan it, they won't be able to give it to us.
Whoa.
All of these toys in the toy aisle are coming soon?
You can't buy anything? So smart.
That kid is super gullible.
But that would work. Like, your mom tells you, like, that's the gospel.
I couldn't believe it either. And there happened to be one parent going by. She gave me a smirk like, oh, that was good.
That's right. I'm going to use that.
She gave you, like, a little fist bump as she walked by. So good. Carmita, thank you. Thank you for the laughs. Thanks to all the parents out there this morning. All you liars. Thanks for hanging out with JKJ here at Mix 100.